Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
Romans 14, 1. When someone upsets or disappoints you, God expects you to be gracious towards them instead of judgmental. The Bible says, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Galatians 6, 1. Maybe you're thinking, tempted how? Tempted to become judgmental or holier than thou? That's the wrong response. Accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling. Instead of criticizing their faults, you're supposed to help strengthen their faith. You set yourself up for Satan's attack in your own areas of weakness the moment you begin to pass judgment on someone else. What's your reaction when people mess up? Do you say, I told you so? Or think, I could see it coming? Or, it serves you right? Or, how could you be such a fool? Jesus didn't do that. His reaction to the women caught committing adultery was full of compassion and sensitivity. He defended her publicly, then restored her privately. He was gracious, not judgmental. Why should you work at not being judgmental? Because that is the way Christ treated you. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. Romans 15, 7. God puts up with a lot from you, right? And if he puts up with your inconsistencies and weaknesses, you can learn to put up with other people's shortcomings. When you're tempted to judge another person, pause and remember how much God has forgiven you. The more you recognize God's grace to you, the more gracious you'll be to others.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.